Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Many business owners intend or at least hope to have family members succeed them when it comes time to sell the company. However, those same company owners seldom give much thought as to how that will take place. This presentation is intended to raise a lot of questions that the current ownership needs to consider before passing the business on to family members. Dr. Ron Collier has been a consultant trainer in the trades industry for over 20 years. He routinely deals with contractors in the area of succession planning when it comes to family members. This month, Ron is going to raise questions in the area of succession planning that you may not have considered. So get a pen and paper and be prepared to take some notes. Remember, someday you will pass your business on to someone. If one of those options is to pass it on to family members, now is the time to answer these questions.
Family succession. This is Ron Collier, and today I'd like to talk to you about succession and actually the role of the family in the succession process. You know, whenever we talk about family succession, we actually talk about sort of two different worlds. If you think about businesses versus families, and we're trying to merge those two entities together. If you think about businesses, they really are focused outward. Their goal is to make profits. It's really what the owner is. A lot of times there's no really difference between the business itself and the actual owner. Businesses tend to be very rational. Businesses also tend to be short-term. And also they have very temporary relationships, typically, with employees and customers, etc. Totally different set of values and instructions in a business versus a family. Families are pretty much inwardly focused. You're with your family virtually forever. The focus is more emotional, who you are, what you are, and you really have permanent relations. So the reason I make these introductory comments is those of you in business who plan on transitioning the business to someone in the family, a lot of things need to be considered, and that's the focal point of this tape. The big question is, of course, are you ready? Are you committed? Are the parents ready? Are the children ready? Is the family ready? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on those particular persons right there. First of all, about the parents or the owners of the company. I would ask all the parents or owners of companies, do you regard teaming up with your adult children as an obligation or an opportunity? So many of us, as owners, believe that it is an obligation for us to leave the business to our heirs. And the question is, do you perceive your business like that? Do you perceive it as an obligation or perhaps an opportunity? If you do have a good business, would you like for the business to continue? Would it provide the necessary cash flow, funds, money, salaries, benefits to some of your heirs? These are things that you really need to think about. Is leaving the business to heirs or transitioning it over to heirs an obligation or an opportunity? The second question, and I think which is one of the most important ones, are you ready really to loosen your hold on the business and let your children do things their way instead of your way? Because really in the succession process in families, typically it is a sort of slow-moving process. Most of the time, the father, the mother does not just get out of the business on Friday and they're never seen again. It's typically a transitional process. We as owners are turning the business over in small bits and pieces to children, to heirs, whenever they can handle this particular type of succession. However, since most businesses are firmly controlled, typically by a father or a mother, the question is, are you willing to let and turn over control to them. I remember one time visiting a company, and the owner of the company said, well, really, my son runs the company. And I asked him one question, though. Well, who hires and fires people? And he says, oh, I do. So whenever you have that kind of relationship, that is not going to work, because the employees of the company knew that the son really had no authority. Also, too, for parents, a third question, do you have the flexibility to share high-level business decisions with your children? Because if you are going to bring children in during the transition process, then are you going to let them see how you're making decisions? Are you going to make them a part of the decision-making process? Because one thing that we do so many times, and we've seen it in companies, is we just turn the company over to children, and quite honestly, the children are not prepared to run it. They've never made decisions in the company. They've never spent money. They've never received money. They really don't know how to read a financial statement. So the question is, are you going to be willing and have the flexibility to teach them and train them about the real key issues inside the business? The other questions are, is really your son or maybe your daughter really qualified for the job? Perhaps they do want to become the president of the company. Maybe they do want to take over the company or perhaps hold some kind of position, but the key is, are they really qualified for the job? Many, many business owners really try to push some of their heirs into positions, and their heirs, because of education, training, whatever it may be, or even simply desire, are just not qualified for the position, and they're really going to fail unless we educate them, unless we tutor them, unless we coach them. And quite honestly, we've got to be sure that the children are not or don't feel obligated to come to work, come into the business. Maybe they really don't want the job. Maybe they really don't want the responsibility. It's a time for the parents to actually sit down with the children and see if they have an interest in assuming control of the company at some point in time. Another key question is, are you sort of capable of treating your child as an adult? As parents, our children are always children. But whenever we bring them into the business, once again, they're adults. They are employees of the company, and they need to be treated as adults. And it's very, very difficult sometimes for us to bring one of our family members into the company and between 8 and 5 treat them as an employee. Sometimes that is very difficult for us to do. And even employees think that whenever heirs come into the company, they're not treated equally. So the key is, are we willing to treat them equally? Are we willing to allow them to prove themselves to us and also other employees that they're capable of doing what needs to be done? You know, do you have the temperament to allow mistakes? Because children who transition into the business are going to make mistakes. We can't hold their hand all the time. There's just no way we can do that. They've got to learn from themselves. We have to let them go. They need to succeed or fail on their own. Are you willing to allow them to do that? We can't step in and solve the problems for them. We can certainly coach them, but we're not going to make the decision. And really, can you admit maybe whenever you're wrong? So many times what we as owners have done 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, well, maybe those principles and those decisions we made 20 years ago actually work. But the decisions that we're having to make right now, maybe our children actually are better decision makers because of the new environment, the new market. And the question is, are we really capable of saying, you know, they might really be correct on this, and maybe this is the way we should go. Things are not always the same. And lastly, if you can't get directly involved in bringing that child or bringing that son or daughter up to a certain speed in the company, can you provide a teacher for initial training? Most of the time, whenever heirs are brought into the business, they do not report to the father or the mother. They actually report to someone else. And really, that's good for them, because now they have someone else that's holding them accountable, not the father or the mother. So these are all key questions for parents and actually owners of the business things to think about during sort of the pre-transition time. Now I'd like to shift and provide some key questions or things to think about that children should be asked. These are questions really for children or those kinds of people who perhaps want to succeed you as owners of the company. The key question for the children or other successors are, do they really love the business? Do they love working with a family? Do they love working together as a family to grow the business? Are they willing to do that? Do they have really a clear view of what the work actually entails? Do they really understand what it means to be president or to be service manager or install manager? Do they really have those things written down? Is there a job description? Do they know exactly kind of what they're getting into? Do they have really valid reasons to work in the family business? Do they truly want to work in the family business, or do they feel it's an obligation? And the key, too, with children and any potential successors, are they really willing to work hard? You know, so many times whenever people start a business or they think as owners of businesses, you know, I don't want to work for someone else because I want to control my own time. I don't want to put in 40 hours a week. I want to put in 30. I want to be able to come and go as I please, spend less time in the business, more time with my family. And we know as business owners, those things don't work. So children certainly need to understand that owning a business is a lot of hard work. And so many times it's difficult to go home and not separate business from actually family manners. Can your children be a student to the parents? Can they be patient? You know, because one thing they're going to have to do is a lot of children would like to just come in, walk into the door, and accept managerial responsibilities. When those managerial responsibilities, maybe they're there, but they're not ready for them yet. They've not been trained. They've not been tutored. They've not been coached. So the question is, can they persevere? Do they know that there's a stepping stone? They have to prove themselves in order to reach a certain position. Can the children actually stand up for their own beliefs? Can they openly discuss things that they like versus not like? Can they really be a participant in the business and share their views? Because once again, they may come into the business, but if they don't feel they have a voice, if no one really listens to them, then they're going to be extremely disappointed. The other questions I want to say have to do with the family overall. And I think this is very, very important because many people who have a family involved in the business, this is perhaps the father, the mother, a son, a daughter, could be a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law. It's truly a family business with family employees. They meet regularly to work out any kind of details, and really it's sort of an open discussion. Because one thing that we want to be sure is, you know, for the family itself, how do we avoid or overcome family conflicts as related to the business? We really want everything to be open. If you don't like something, we want you to tell us, and let's work it out. Because we don't want the family unit to be destroyed because of the business relationship. And also, too, how can, as a family, we balance responsibility with entitlement? Really, our family members should not be entitled to anything. They need to earn that. The responsibility we give our successors, our family members, and the business should be earned. That's the key. We want to develop them as mature, responsible adults. We want to share with them, you know, our passion for not only the business, but, of course, the passion for the family itself. And as parents, how do we sort of balance the different generations we may have as successors, knowing individuals are different? We've got to sort of look at that as a whole family, and how can we integrate the separateness of family members into the business? Where do they best fit in the business? Because once again, everyone can't be president of the company. But all of them have certain roles, have a certain responsibility, have certain gifts. And the question is, where do those people need to be in the company so that not only the company succeeds, but the family stays intact? Some of the other key questions that we want to talk about in family succession is really sort of ask yourself and your family, you know, why should we stay or even work together? You know, maybe we don't want to work together. Maybe we shouldn't all be in the business. Maybe we should just sell and cash out and go our separate ways. Those are certain things that need to be discussed. How does our business serve the community? How can family members actually participate in the business? How do we support and involve family members in the business? All of those things are very, very key questions when it comes to succession. And if you really think about sort of the evolution of a family business, if you think about an entrepreneurial company, entrepreneurs are typically single-person companies. The family is way really in the background. The founder comes first. There's a personal vision. There may be an available successor. If you have those kinds of companies, an entrepreneurial company, then really it's centered around one individual. Okay? And the key is the founder is first. All right? If you have a family business, the family comes first. So that's the really two key things there. The family business is centered around the family. The family is going to make the business work. The entrepreneurial business is centered around one individual. So the question is, most of us evolve from an entrepreneurial business into a family business. The question is, do we want to, and are we capable of doing that? Okay? In the past, you know, the entrepreneur, quite honestly, probably passed the business to his eldest son. Perhaps the daughter was even not involved in past businesses. The founder virtually worked until death, and perhaps the son, or could it be the daughter, but in the past it was typically the son, just came in and sort of took over everything. Well, that's way in the past, and that is not the way it works anymore. Today, our siblings, our in-laws, outsiders work. They work outside the family. Succession can actually occur during the prime of the founder's life. So it's not that succession is forced on the company because of the founder's death. Most contractors today actually look at succession as part of the entire business flow. So whenever that founder or the husband and wife, the owners of the company, began to probably approach their 50s or 60s, or perhaps they're growing tired of the business, want to move somewhere else, that's when the succession process begins. It doesn't begin whenever you're 75 years old and you want to retire in a year or two. Today, most family-owned businesses or family businesses that want to pass on the business to family members, it's very, very likely that this succession plan could be 5 to 10 years. So what we're saying to ourselves as owners is that within the next 5 or within the next 10 years, I'm going to transition my company. I'm going to move it forward. Here is the plan. That's one of the real key things to make that happen. The other key thing is, family conflicts. And what that means is whenever we choose family members to work in the business, the question is, who's invited in, who's out, who does what, who's in charge, who gets what, who is recognized for what, daughters versus sons, does someone get a position in the company, does someone else get money, does someone get stock ownership, does someone not? All of those things have to be worked out whenever family members are brought in to work in the business and also transition. That's one of the key things. As far as the owners, whenever you as an owner want to transition your business, there's several things you need to consider if you're going to transition this to your children. Obviously, you want to sell the company to them at a certain value. However, they may not be able to afford it because of their credit, because of their history. So it's possible that you may have to finance that company. The key is, perhaps you don't mind doing that, but you've got to be given enough money from your heirs, from your successors out of the business, for you to survive in retirement. That's what's key. The other thing is actually taking some kind of retirement income directly from the business. So not only maybe are they giving you a certain amount to pay for the business, in addition, perhaps you're going into sort of a part-time mode, and you're also getting some income directly from the business, not just by buying through the purchase that they're paying you, but perhaps being still involved in the company and receiving some kind of salary. That's something to think about. Also, what I say is, you know, there's also a process of what I call pruning ownership. And that means that you're going to be in there, you're going to be making certain decisions, but eventually you're going to move that over, give that to someone else, give that to someone else, and then quite honestly, you are no longer in control. You may be in control as far as ownership and stock ownership, but actually when you go into the company, your heirs, the people who are going to take over the company, are already in the key positions, and they are making the decisions. What I really say is you sort of go from becoming a football player to a coach. A coach actually doesn't do anything. He does, but what he acts more as a mentor. He acts more as a motivator. You are there if your children need you, but really you're not getting involved in the day-to-day decisions. That's what is key. Because for succession to work, founders, the father, the mother, must let go of power and control and allow the children to fail or develop skills for success. That is the key. It's important to put people into positions where they succeed themselves or they fail themselves. And that's really key. Because what they've got to do is prove to you that they are worthy of taking over the company, prove to you that the company will be okay under their leadership, under their attitudes and their responsibilities and their decisions. And they've got to actually receive and accept real responsibility for the things they do in the company. Not only are they indebted to the company itself, but I think that most of them would also be indebted directly to the parents. They do not want to fail, because if they fail, the company fails. But really, probably what's more important is they do not want to fail their parents. But the key is that we need to be sure that they're ready for the position. We need to coach them. We need to be sure they receive all the key training that they actually need. All of this is very, very, very critical to success of them, plus, of course, the family itself and the whole succession process. So the bottom line is what I call really expectations of a family succession. And there's three or four things that's key. These are expectations. Some people have an expectation that the next generation deserves what the parents have. That's what we call entitlement, okay? And that's not necessarily true. They don't necessarily deserve it, but they can certainly earn it, okay? Also, too, something to think about and consider is the expectation that parents should treat each sibling as equals. And that's something as part of the succession process all owners certainly need to do. That's what we call fairness. Are we going to treat our siblings equally? Are they going to get equal positions? Or is one going to get this and one going to get something else? That's the key. Okay? So those are kind of expectations that are key in this whole process. So finally, and in conclusion, several things here to think about in the family succession process. First of all, bring family members into the business only if they truly have a passion for the business, if this is really what they want to do with their life, not because they think they're obligated to do that. Number two, I would put them under a trusted manager, not under your control. When someone from your family or within the family line, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, aunt, uncle, when they come into the company, they should not report directly to you. They should not be under your control. They really should be under someone else's. Let them manage them. Let them work it. Because if they're directly under your control, then employees automatically are going to think that they're getting preferential treatment. Number three, let them, allow them, should I say, like other employees, to move up the ladder by assigning them more and more and more and more responsibilities as they have earned it. Have family meetings on a regular basis, perhaps once a month, where you actually sit down, discuss the entire business so that they are informed. They don't necessarily have to make decisions regarding the financial side or the business side or the marketing side or the sales side of the business, but it's important that they understand the entire workings of the business and how everything fits. So many times children in the business are just focused on their one particular part, and they do that part very, very well. But if they are going to someday take over the company, they need to understand all these aspects of it and understand that their little area is just a small piece of a very large pie. We want to be sure that we set up the right business structure so that we can share these assets with our children. We want to minimize taxation. We want to minimize estate tax. We want to do those kinds of things to protect our assets, but also at the same time make it easy to move those assets over to our children whenever we want that to happen. We can transfer ownership of businesses through, of course, stock transfers in our will. We can have a trust set up. We can make regular gifts to our children through tax incentives every year, and we give them a certain amount of money. They, in turn, can use that money to buy stock in the company. We can actually just sell the stock outright to successors. That means they can actually go and borrow the money, and we allow them to buy a certain amount of stock on a yearly basis. We can also sell stock. We can sell our shares of stock back to the company. If you have an employee stock ownership program, we can sell the stock as owners back to the company, receive revenue. We can recap estate tax freezes. We can do things like that. So whenever we do transition our company, whenever we are sure or feel fairly sure that our heirs can run the company, then we begin to start backing out, backing out, backing out. And what's important at that stage is what is affordable to our successors and what kind of income do we need in our retirement years and how is that going to be paid out by both the company and our successors. You know, running a family business is fantastic, but the key is most family businesses, quite honestly, fail. And they fail because the family cannot separate itself from the business, or the family members within the business are not really doing the work that's needed of them in the business. They may be given a job, but they're not capable or not responsible enough in that job to make the company go forward. So be very careful as owners in bringing heirs into the business, or potential heirs or successors. Be very careful that they are assigned specific jobs, and let them earn the right for those jobs and earn the right, if they so desire, to position themselves to succeed you in the company. That is the key. It should be a win for you, and it should be a win for all of your children who are successors. Thank you very much. This is Ron Collier.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. If you're serious about profitable growth, you might want to consider attending one of our three-day basic business boot camps. Check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or call us at 1-800-432-7963 for a current listing of dates and locations. The Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandian Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line. That's 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.